Shop LK initiative was started way back in 2000. The vouchers were started way back in 2006, but we only changed over to gift card.
I get
16 months ago.
Right.
So we already had a history of Shop LK voucher sales, which were really, really brilliant.
So it's the gift card specifically that is really taken off then?
So since then, our last year of the paper sales was 850,000. So it was great anyway. We thought we would kind of grow, another little bit. We didn't really expect to get to 3 million that quickly. So it looks like sales each year could be way up there. It could be 1.5 million each year.
Now, some of this money would be coming into the town anyway, but certainly you would imagine that the majority of it is new money, if you know what I mean. Now, I don't mean to be crude, but it's about generating business and jobs and vibrancy, isn't it?
Well, a whole lot of that money, and it's always out there in the media, is bonuses that people get for work. So that's money that's definitely new money. A lot of them, the rest of it is gifts. People just buy them for every reason, and especially at Christmas. So it's definitely, we believe it's extra money out there that's coming back in, and it's staying inside. We have about 150 retailers or outlets, and you can do anything, fill your oil, do anything with it, so it keeps jobs, it keeps vibrancy, it keeps businesses going, and our businesses love it,
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's something like this works because so many people get involved. Because if you've got a person going into a shop, oh no, not here, next door. You know what I mean? It required everybody sort of getting and embracing this for it to be truly successful. Because you don't want people to be disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, when I started way back in 2008, we probably had 50 retailers maybe, and it's just growing slowly but surely. And then when the gift card came on, we got loads of new members, purely because they saw it as easy, convenient, simple to do, and people, especially young people in particular, love it because they can go to different shops. They can, even if you've only had tenner on the card, you can still go to different places and spend that. So it's a really useful, really useful way of sort of just getting around the shops in Letterkenny as well.
So where to from here? Is it to keep the initiative going, keep it growing, keep publicising it? I mean, how do you see it developing going forward?
Well, underlying all of this are the Shop LK Love Shop in Letterkenny is about promoting Letterkenny as a retail destination, as a place people will come to shop in. And we love our local shoppers, obviously, but we want to attract everybody from the rest of Donegal to just come and see Letterkenny, but also the wider Northern Ireland, wider, all the visitors as well. I think people I know would say, I haven't been in Letterkenny for a while. And then they come down and they go, look at that. They're a bit surprised at the variety of shops we have. So it's our job around all of this is to promote Letterkenny. And that's what we're doing. And we work with all the other people, the council and all the other agencies, to really get Letterkenny on the map.
It seems that sort of the spread of the town is more accepted and has bedded in a bit more now. Maybe that retailers see the fact that, it's going to sprawl a little bit, new town, old town, that kind of terminology you hear, but it seems to have bedded down now a bit nicely.
Yeah, I think so. I think also when you look at other towns that have, out-of-town shopping that you have to drive to, that is a really tough sale. So I do think some of our traditional retailers have realised that if people are coming into town because they're going to the big names, they will also go to visit them.
And you've got
that's part of our job.
And you've got the initiative of free parking, which is still up and running as well, which is a tick off the box, if you're...
Yeah. And there's so many parking spaces, even if you have to pay.
Yeah.
we have our free on the main street, but you also, there's about 3,000 spaces around and lots of free. If you drive, you park at the retail parks, you can actually walk to the other shopping centres as well. So we're there to just do that. And the Shop LK with gift cards helps us get the word out there as well.
Yeah, and you get them in... Where do you buy them, actually? Sorry.
Well, you buy them in our office.
Right.
And then we do Monday to Friday. And then the Courtyard Shopping Centre, the manager's office, sells them as well. So people can get them at the weekends in there.
Brilliant.
And you can go online. That takes a wee bit longer. But we're open every day. Well, Monday to Friday. To sell them.
Brilliant. Onwards and upwards. There's definitely an improvement, isn't there, Tony? Because we spent many years, obviously, you know, in difficult trading circumstances, but things are on an upward curve, you'd hope, or you know.
I would think so. Last year took a little dip with Brexit and, the exchange rate. But I think our retailers have been through a lot worse than that and have survived, you know. So we do see a sort of more of definitely a good future for retail.
Superb. Thank you so much, Tony. Always a pleasure to chat to you. And-